It's Bad Credit Sports Talk number something. 13, 14, 15, 12.
Let me tell you something about this right now. There may not be a week in the NFL where the Lions look better than they do this week. And there's been one other week when they've been hotter than this. And obviously that's the week where everybody that I've talked to hit a lot of fucking bets. But this week is super juicy.
I know Bookie's still trying to recover from that week.
Hey, let me tell you something. If anybody out there that's betting the slate.
I burned myself with coffee.
Spill a little hot coffee on the penis.
Usually if I spill beer, it don't hurt.
So, we're going to go through some of the games this week. We ain't gonna waste a lot of time. We got stuff to do.
Shit.
But we're about to go through this late, and we're going to talk about what's hot, what's not.
That
coffee was hot. we're going to go through this real quick. Thursday night, Jets at Ravens.
Yeah, that shit already done happened by the time you hear this, because it is Thursday night.
Right. But we're going to tell you what we were looking at.
That hurt.
We talked about this earlier today, and the line was at 16.5. Over-under was at 45. Now, since we started this podcast, it's Thursday
at 17.
It's 6:51. It's at 17, and over just moved to 44. Now, my over 45 that I have, I don't feel that confident in. I feel like I'm going to lose that bet, but I do have a couple of the bets going. I got a prop bet for Markham Ingram to... Let me tell you exactly what I got here, boy. I got a prop bet for Rocket Ingram to score a rushing TD, and I got the Jets team total over 13.5. Yeah, and then I also have a little parlay with Dallas Mavericks, the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the Winnipeg Jets, but that's something else.
Hockey team.
Yeah, but for tonight, obviously everything just kind of went. Array. I don't know if Vegas actually knows what's going to happen in this game.
You mean Array?
Array, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Array? Same thing. But I think that this... I think it's got kind of out of hand with everything going on. Now I'm almost to the point to where I feel like if you don't have to bet this game, if you haven't bet it... Obviously, this is going to come out after the game, but if you didn't bet it, you shouldn't have bet it. Like,
here's the thing, no. If you want to know what I really think is going to happen in this Baltimore Ravens game, I think Baltimore is probably going to cover the 17 points. But I would never bet that because that's just too many points in the NFL. You'll never catch me betting a 17-point spread in the NFL. That's ridiculous. But I would never bet the Jets to cover 50 against Baltimore. I wouldn't. There's just no way you could get me to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Baltimore should score every time they have the ball, right? Like, almost every time they have the ball. But I feel like the Jets will score a few times when they have the ball to fuck up your spread if you think you can bet.
Yeah, that's the thing, sports betting.
Yeah. All right, let's go on. Sunday, Tampa Bay at Detroit, -3.5.
Couldn't tell you.
Me either. Over 46, I like.
I guess.
I do. Philadelphia at Washington Redskins -5. I'll take Philly.
Yeah. Take them to cover 5.
Look at that over 39, though. That's easy money, right?
Nope.
All right.
I wouldn't touch that any aspect of that game either.
All right. Chicago at Green Bay +4.
I'll say this about this game. It has nothing to do with sports betting. If you're a Titans fan up in this motherfucker and you want to get you a Sunday night primetime game next week, what you need is the Bears to lose this game. Because if they win, they're going to still be in it, and there's a flex spot for Sunday night. The Titans are one of the teams that might be in it, and the Bears are one of the teams that might be in it. The Bears got a bigger market in Chicago, but if they're out of the picture, no one's going to give a fuck, and they'll put the Titans in there on Sunday night, prime time.
Against Houston?
No. This is the Saints game. Because that's a big game. But Chicago would be playing I don't know who they play the next week, but I'm pretty sure that game would take – I got all this off 104.5.
No, I heard it something about it. Well, then I need Chicago to win this game because I'm going to the Houston game, and then if the Titans are playing primetime at night next Sunday night, it fucks up my manager schedule, so – go Chicago.
No, fuck you, dude. What do I think? I think Packers.
Packers win that game.
Well, what I would do is put this in one of my money line parlays. I would parlay you know, and I'll tell you after we go over all the spreads. Yeah. But I would parlay the Packers and the Eagles for sure on a money line shit. It's both minus two something. Right. But I wouldn't cover the spread. I wouldn't do any of that on that game.
Update. The Detroit Red Wings just scored on Winnipeg. Red Wings. And I had Winnipeg winning money line.
So you're fucked.
I'm in trouble right now. It's the first quarter, so we'll see what happens. New England, minus 10 at the Bengals.
Considering they looked at all that film, they were to do pretty damn good out yonder.
I doubt it. It doesn't matter how this game. It doesn't matter how this game goes at all.
Well, but, it does if you bet on it.
Yeah. New England covers that spread no matter what.
Yeah, that's I think stupid. So too.
Ooh, here it is. Ooh, they stealing. Houston plus 3 at the top.
And you're going.
I'm going.
You are going to the game?
As of right now, I'm going.
Who are you going with and where?
I'm taking the lady.
Where are you sitting at?
I don't know. I got some pretty good seats, though.
Really?
Sideline.
Did you really get tickets or not? Now I'm confused. Do you already have tickets or not?
No, I didn't buy them yet. I have the tickets saved. I had to wait to make sure Samosa lined up.
Oh shit! You know Will and his girlfriend are going.
Yeah, that I plan. Right now, I'm off Sunday regardless, so I plan on going.
Well, if you need an Uber ride, by God, hit up your boy. I'll be down there Ubering and lifting. Yeah. Hell, set up appointment. I come pick y'all out there. Bring you.
Yeah, we plan on going.
What do I think is going to happen in this game?
This has to be the game where the Titans do it. You know.
Well, here's the thing. As a skittish student of history, and just not even student, just a superstitious motherfucker who expects the Titans to let him down every week, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to pull the trigger on this game. However, I would like to, it's at minus 3, I would like to buy a half point, 2.5, and hammer the Titans, because I think they're going to get it done this time. We're playing the best football we've played since fucking 99. Tannehill, Tannehill is out here fucking balling, dude. We got Derrick Henry, who might not be 100%. Hope his hamstring's a little better, whatever the fuck it was. But that running game opens up everything, dude. We've been able to get by these past few weeks throwing the ball only like 18 times or something. But those times count because they're expecting that run, and we just hit them with that pass.
Right.
And they don't got the fucking lineman guy, defensive lineman.
JJ Watt.
They ain't got him. They ain't got their number two receiver. And I'm not sure they have DeAndre Hopkins. Do you know if he's out? He's out.
I'm not sure right now.
He might be out. I don't know if that's true or not. But what I'm saying is I think the Titans are going to cover 2.5. I don't know if you want to say anything about that. But let's fucking go. This is for AFC South number one spot.
I'm nervous because usually whenever I go to these games and the Titans like must win, they always let me down. So I'm hoping to turn my luck around at this game and they fucking finally get it done.
Dude, the Houston losing that game last week has helped us so much. Now we're playing for number one. We can literally make the playoffs if we win this game. You know, I mean, obviously we got to play them again and we got to play the Saints. But this would be huge if we could win this.
Well, it's Houston, Saints, and Houston. So it'd be nice if we can win this one.
And then you're free rolling on the next one.
I feel like you lose to the Saints. And then
Houston has an easy schedule.
Yeah, they got fucking Tampa Bay after this.
Yeah.
And then they got us again.
But they had the Broncos. They lost to the Broncos.
Yeah. And who knows what Jameis Winston's going to play like. He might play like an MVP out of nowhere like he usually does. Seahawks minus 6.5 at Carolina Panthers. Seahawks covered that easy. Carolina Panthers are a fucking train wreck out of nowhere.
Yeah, but what happened to the Seahawks last week? They cost me about $600.
I don't know what happened to them. I have no idea. They ran into the Rams. The Rams were healthy, and the Rams were actually clicking, and Targoli was healthy. When the Rams are actually healthy, the Rams are actually a really good
team. Shit, he looked more like Tom Manley.
Yeah, when the Rams are healthy, they're really good. Seahawks covered this, so they'll bounce back. Kansas City minus 10 at the Broncos. The rookie had his game last week. He gets fucking demolished by the Chiefs.
See, I was going to say, if you want to believe in his hype, you could take him on this and expect him to fucking be another Mahomes out there balling.
No, he doesn't. I think he gets ran off.
I ain't betting that shit. I'll tell you the games I'm going to bet.
Miami plus 3.5 at the Giants. This has to be the worst game of the week, right? So I don't know what to bet at all.
Well, Miami Dolphins is plus 165 on the money line. I say take that. Fuck it.
Yep. That's what I would do. Jacksonville plus 6.5 at Oakland.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. And that's hard for me to say because, you guys know I try to bet the slate, but that I'm not touching that. Cleveland -2.5 at the Cardinals. Probably. What do you think? Cardinals money line right there? 125?
No. Cleveland to cover -2.5.
There you go. The Vikings -1.5 at the Chargers. This game, this is a pick'em.
Well, it's not.
I mean, pretty much.
I would take -125 money line Minnesota.
Depends on what fucking quarterback shows up. Falcons +10.5 at San Francisco. This game, when I looked at it, the first thing that came to mind was bet the over after how many points that San Francisco gave up last week.
48.
I think that the total combined between them and the I hit the over last week between them and the Saints, and the over under was like 49 or 48 or something like that, and they hit 90 something. I think that Matt Ryan shows up and they cover this over in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that happening.
49ers win the game, obviously, but there's no money line pick on that. The Rams -1.5 at Dallas.
The Rams all day.
Yeah.
Money line -125.
Girls, I feel like the Cowboys might actually show up, but we'll see. Sunday night game. This is prime time. This should, like, I don't really feel like this deserves this spot right here, but they're here. Buffalo Bills +1.5.
Oh my God, hammer that all day.
Who, the Bills, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Edward, but yeah, you got to hammer the Bills here. Look at that over. Look at that over.
35.5.
Woo!
Yeah, that ain't going to be a high-scoring game, though. But here's the thing. You can either take them to win for +105 or take them to cover. Yeah, go +1.5 all day on here, dude. That's crazy.
You might as well go money line.
No, that's only $5 on 100 when you can get a point and a half for -10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
There's no reason to take the money line on that bet.
Monday night, the Colts are +9 against the Saints.
That's just a big spread, dude. I don't ever touch those kind of games.
It's a huge spread. It's a huge spread. Could you, that +330 looks tasty, though, just in case you're a Colts fan. If you're a Colts fan, just bet them.
It don't look tasty because they ain't going to win. No, I promise you the Saints will win. So if you want to wager $440 to win $100, go ahead. I don't have those kind of nuts.
Me either.
But the Saints will win, but it's by how much? Are they going to do it by 9? That's a lot to ask, dude.
I feel like they might have a letdown after the emotional game that they had last week, though. But we'll see. We'll see. Army-Navy. Here they go.
I don't know shit about that.
Army-Navy, the big rivalry. Navy -450.
Shout out to the fucking dude from Meigs County. Did Meigs County win the state championship game or not?
No, they came up short.
Peabody won 2 times in a row? Mm-hmm. Fuck!
I'm like 90% sure that's what happened.
Anyway. Well, anyway, their quarterback from Mays County going to be on Navy next year. So, anyway, who cares?
Well, Navy's winning this year, too. So, that's going to happen. Let me see if we see any more games here that we want to actually talk about. It's bowl season. Guys, if you're smart, go through the games for bowl season. There's going to be a lot of upsets in bowl season. Hawaii, I think, is going to upset BYU on Tuesday, the 24th. Miami will beat Louisiana Tech by more than 2 touchdowns. I think that Oklahoma State has a chance to upset Texas A&M. USC has a chance to upset Iowa. Washington State has a chance to upset Air Force. I don't know why Air Force is favored in that game. Notre Dame is going to beat the shit out of Iowa State. Memphis against Penn State, I feel like it's going to be a fun one. I probably would bet the over 61. That's high, but I think they might cover that.
You already know what my favorite game is.
Oklahoma against LSU, I probably would leave it alone. I think that game's going to be closer than people think it's going to be.
And what's the spread? I didn't see
that. 13.
Yikes.
Dude. Clemson is a 2-point favorite against Ohio State. I think that's going to be a fucking barn burner. Louisville is a 4-point underdog against Mississippi State. I would hammer Louisville. I'm just giving you picks that people may not think about. Kentucky plus 3 against Virginia Tech. I would take Kentucky.
Dude, you want to know what I'm excited about?
I think Utah handles Texas. Actually, I think Texas wins that game. I'm sorry.
What the fuck? You can't just change directions like that.
Michigan against Alabama, -7. Alabama's going to absolutely destroy Michigan. I don't even know why it's a fucking...
Yeah, go ahead and put all your life savings on Alabama.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid. Auburn against Minnesota. I think Auburn's going to absolutely destroy Minnesota. These SEC teams that are playing these other teams that are getting these spreads... It's not going to be close. Georgia versus Baylor. Georgia's a 7.5-point favorite. They're going to win by multiple touchdowns. Georgia, Auburn, and Alabama will both... every single one of those games, they win by more than 2 touchdowns. And I also think Indiana is a one...
They're going to beat the fuck out of Tennessee! Yeah, let's go!
It's not even going to be close.
Let's go! Oh, shit. Oh.
Got a little lightheaded?
Yeah.
Yeah. Indiana's going to destroy Tennessee.
They're going to beat the fuck out of Tennessee.
I don't know why
14 points.
I don't know why that's a thing. I don't know. I get it because...
I'll take the plus one.
That's one of the ones where they did it because they were SEC team, and they're wrong.
I'm sorry. Hey, Indiana ain't let me down.
They're not winning that game. They're not winning that game. And
And I'm sorry. I mean, go Tennessee, right. But I'm going to be betting... on Indiana heavily.
Right. After if you've lost a lot of money going into the last game that's on this slate, if you look at the very bottom,
it's Dante versus
Dante. There is a comeback season pick, a try to get out of the hole pick, a graveyard pick.
Get to the fucking
pick. Listen.
Land the plane.
On January 6th, Miami Ohio will play UL Lafayette. -14.
Who gives a fuck?
I promise you this. Miami, Ohio will cover the 14. You put every single thing that you're down on Miami, Ohio plus 14, and I guarantee you they will cover. Remember this, that I said this. Remember, Miami, Ohio covers.
My question is, did you get that take from Barstool Sports?
No, I got that take from me. Because they cost me, and I'm telling you, Miami, Ohio will cover the plus 14. Bet money on it.
Literally, bet money on it. That's like what you. That's like a phrase that people
just
say.
You know,
bet money on it.
Not even out of the first period yet in Detroit, Winnipeg. Detroit's up 2-0. I got Winnipeg money line in a parlay. I'm gonna lose that money line. Sucks. But there it is. Miami, Ohio. Coming from somebody that's losing a parlay, I'm telling you to bet the house on Miami, Ohio.
Well, do it then, Bubba. Hell.
Well, I'm not going to be down. I'm going to be up the bowl season.
Oh.
But for everybody else out there that needs help, I just gave you the blueprint.
Good job, brother. Hey, I ain't got a lot else to say on the sports shit, man. I just want to give you our picks real quick and, you know. Let me tell you what my
If I give any picks in hockey.
Don't listen.
Don't fucking listen. I've been so bad at hockey and, like, I'm in such dire need of baseball coming back because that's been my best sport by far, percentage-wise. I'm 6-5-1 in hockey with the 54.5%. The only thing I'm worse in is college basketball, which is 2-5. Like, I was 14-4 in baseball season before I left. 77.8%. And obviously, I'm a lot better in college football, which is 65.4, and I think I'm going to rape the bowl season, but... I don't understand why I'm so off in hockey. Like, in hockey, I end up betting the favorites not a majority of the time, and the favorites don't fucking win. Like, I won a lot of money off of the Boston Bruins and the Nashville Predators at the beginning of the year, and both of those teams right now stink, and they have not won me a damn thing. The Predators are trying to fight to get in the fucking playoffs, and I need them to do a lot better than they're doing. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm a 61.5% all time this year since I've been going. So, obviously, if you take my bets, you're up money. But it's just been bananas for me.
Listen, I'm going to give you my Do You Know the Muffin Man pick. And that's what I like to call my...
Do You Know the what? Muffin
Do
Man?
Do You Know the Muffin Man pick. Woo! And that's what I'm going to start calling my guarantee. And here it is. You want to know why?
Go for it.
Do you want to know why I call it the Do You Know the Muffin Man pick?
Yeah, what?
I have no fucking clue. First thing that popped in my head. Philadelphia Eagles, money line, -225. And this is a parlay, keep in mind. Four-team, money line parlay. Philadelphia Eagles, -225. Green Bay Packers, -215. Seattle Seahawks, -275. Minnesota Vikings, -125. Lay 100 to win $420, bro. Paid out 4.2 to 1. And that is the Do You Know the Muffin Man guarantee by Stephen Angel.
You said it so fast, I didn't even catch it all.
Philadelphia Eagles, Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks, Minnesota Vikings. And here's the key thing about this, right? You got three, and here's what you need to learn about these parlays. You got 3 1 o'clock games, 3 12 o'clock games if you're in Central Time. If you hit those three, you got this 3 o'clock one coming up. You can hedge it. So let's just say Philadelphia, Green Bay, Seattle, they all win. If you want, you can put 200, or you can take the other side, which is going to be plus money. So let's go and look at Minnesota Vikings now. Let's say we hit all those. You can take 200 and put it on Los Angeles at plus 105, and you're getting 210. So if they win, then you still win 100 and something. But you can do the math for yourself. But the fact of the matter is, you got three games at the same time. If they all cover, you got a later game that you can hedge your bet if you want. And I would, because Minnesota Vikings are only minus 125. The other ones are 200. So it just means they're more likely to win. That's all I'm saying. That's the Do You Know the Muffin Man pick of the week.
Hammer it!
And I ain't got shit else to say to y'all.
Well, that's going to be the sports podcast of the week. Bowl season's upon us, guys. Let me tell you something. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about we're going to talk about bowl games. Bowl games are coming up. We're going to talk about the playoffs. The playoffs coming up. The playoffs are hot. It looks like that the Bad Credit Sports Podcast Fantasy League is going to come down to two of my old OGs from Memphis. It's going to come down between Chad Bennington and Josh Watt. One of those two are going to take home the trophy, and they're going to get paid out. So it's going to come down to those two. It's going to be a close matchup right now.
So is it in the playoffs now?
They're in the final round. So it's going to come down to one of you two. Good job to everybody. But, guys, let's make some fucking money during the playoffs. Like, this is what it all comes down to. The reason that we don't do so well in fantasy football is because we pay so much attention to sports gambling we're gambling three times, four times, 10 times the amount that we put in for the fantasy football right off the bat every week. So this is why we're trying to bring you guys good information to go through. Just because football season ends doesn't mean that this ends. There's a lot of juicy action in basketball. Steven doesn't know as much about basketball.
And by as much, you mean I don't know a damn thing about it.
Not a damn thing, but obviously we still got to bring content. We're still trying to make it happen. We're still trying to get sponsored on the sports pod to be able to still bring you guys quality content. And we're gonna make money in the off season from football. I promise you that. Just pay attention. Pay attention to it.
Yeah, and as we tell you each and every time,
we'll keep betting it. You'll keep listening.
Suck it!